It is the coach home, Neil Atkinson, working through Burnley, Fulham and Arsenal all to come across the next 40 minutes or so. But let's start. Let's start where it matters. Let's start at the top. It doesn't take much for the Anfield Rap to want to have a big chat about Jack Cork. Tyrone, he very much proved the hero for Burnley in Europe. Before we focus on the league stuff, let's talk about this. Burnley are edging their way to the Europa League group stages.
Yeah, they are. They're getting there. They're certainly doing it the difficult way. They've had probably the two toughest draws they could have had so far in the first couple of qualifying rounds. Both games gone to extra time, but they've got through. Like I say, thanks to Jack Cork on both occasions. He's proving to be the man for Europe at the moment. One game away now, or one tie away from making the group stages. Another difficult one in Olympiacos. Again, away first and then home at Turf Moor. And it's another one you can see being a real sort of tight affair. They could certainly have had an easier run in Europe, but at the moment they are just about clinging on.
They are just about clinging on. I think it's a learning curve, but you also, I've been following these matches, I'll be honest with you, Tyrone, through reports, including your own. The other way in which it feels like a learning curve is that it's actually felt like a learning curve for opposition sides as well. We've discussed, you came into the studio over the summer, we discussed at length how different Burnley are to a lot of other clubs. And now suddenly that's happening to European teams as well. The matches just aren't playing out as, they seem to be playing out as much on Burnley's rules as on the rules of European football, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. It was quite a big talking point in the last two games against Istanbul, Başakşehir, and their manager sort of, in every press conference he did, really made a point of Burnley's style. And before the game at Turf Moor, he called it an old English style, which I think was a nice way of suggesting that they're going to lump it up to Ashley Barnes and he's going to try and rock off a few defenders. And that's pretty much what Burnley did, to be honest. Sundash has always said he wants his team to keep the ball where they can, but if the opposition are better at that, which the Istanbul side were, and they were good in possession, good on the ball, then there's no point Burnley trying to compete in that way. So, in both legs against the Turkish side, they went direct and made no real apologies for it. The second leg with Barnes starting was a real sort of battle. I think it was, probably quite an eye opener for their back four. I think it has been a bit of an eye opener, perhaps not what Basically, they were expecting in terms of a game in Europe. Burnley didn't sort of, play a European style in a typical European game. They just, did what they do and what they want to do, and it worked for them. They weren't brilliant in either leg, but it was, considering they're not very experienced in Europe, it was quite a mature performance, especially away from home in getting a 0-0 when they were second best for most of the game. So, at the moment, they have sort of, just continued doing what they do, and I imagine it might well be more of the same against Olympiacos.